Maybe let me start with apologies first. We've got an apology for Honorable Milga. We've got an apology for the Minister and the Deputy Minister. And the DG is on the way, Mr. Flanders, this morning, so you will arrive late. I think that the time will come to the item that the department will present on, she will be here. Honorable might be running late as well. I think that we'll start in that manner. We've got two sets of honorable.
Yes, Chairperson, please could you explore, tell us why the Minister is not here? The second time he's been on the program and hasn't arrived. I don't know why on the program if he's not going to pitch. Thanks.
Minister is currently in ITU conference. So this week is his presentation at ITU. So he had a discussion with me to explain that because he's on there, and South Africa is actually proving to be one of the chairperson of one strategic area, he had to be there this weekend, and he's coming back this week, today's Friday, tomorrow, actually, beginning tomorrow. So that's why he's not here, but next week he's around. So that apology has been finished. He left actually last week Friday.
Sorry, Chair, I know that, but when our program is drawn up, do we not know that he's going to ITU? I mean, you don't go to ITU for the last minute.
We didn't, to be honest with you. We didn't know that he wouldn't be here when he took the program. So you are either left with the option of cancelling the item or just proceeding and get the presentation, the information with you to be able to have a sense. And when I looked at the area, which I don't like, which is I felt that let's have a discussion and see where it is in terms of program. So if you look at our program, it's quite tight. And with permanent program, as well as the way it is now, it's a bit frustrating really for me as the chair. Because if you look in for next week, there's a sitting, but I've said, I'll explain, I've asked for us to proceed. But those are some of the things that I did of the challenge on our mission. I'm hoping that with the first term coming, the colleagues who are dealing with the programming and other things, and all of us would have adjusted our responsibilities. And we know in advance those are the things that I'm doing this time, including the minister. So when we circulate the program, we say, the minister is expected before the minister is here. But I really understand when he explained to me the importance of him having to go to ITU. Okay. Let's go to the minister, honorable members. On the 12th of September, that's the first minute, the minutes were circulated. No. Now where's first Linda on agenda? Yeah, copies, we need extra copies of minutes. Shall we proceed, members? we would have to have two sets of minutes. The first one is on for the 12th September, and the second one is on the 17th October, and the 19th. So it will be three sets. Yeah, it's 12th September, 17th October. Yeah, 19th September, 17th October. So it's three sets. Welcome, teacher. We have received your apology and we have written to the meeting that we will arrive in. Let's start, members, with the minutes of the 12th. First page correction. Yeah. Then second page. Honourable Mackenzie.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Honourable Shin is reflected without MP after her name, which would make her a judge and not a member of Parliament. That could just be correct. Thank you.
Noted. Honourable Mackenzie.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the page, my approach was not noted.
Apology for Honourable Masego to be reflected on the minutes. Page 3, under the list of officials, page 4. We move to page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11.
Thanks, Chairperson. The paragraph which is your reported on what you were saying, it says you report to the department that the committee receives the following information. Now, my understanding was that information was to be supplied to us by the end of October. And you said now November.
I said November in the meeting.
Sorry?
I said November.
I'm sorry, I was just going to receive them next week. So, I thought you said end of October.
And the minutes are correct. End of November, the deadline that I have given them. Move up for adoption of the minutes. Honourable Mackenzie, move second up. Honourable Mafulo, thank you. Let's move to the minute of the 19th September. I think what I would request is that there must be consistency in how we write minutes. If we write minutes and then we put LPs next to them, then in all our minutes we should do that. We shouldn't do one set and the other one. We find that they're different. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Hello, Mackenzie.
On page 2, I see the essay, South African Post Office CEO is spelled as Lekani. I'm sure it's Lekane. With an E instead of an I. Thank you, Dean.
Okay, page 3. Another question.
Thank you. The point 3, the adoption of the program, the last sentence. Remembers requested that a briefing by the broadband, whatever that is, that's the broadband council.
By the broadband council on the broadband policy.
That you're doing to implement the policy?
Yes. Thank you. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Mover of adoption of the minutes. Honorable minutes, supported by Honorable Marshall. Then we go to the last minutes of October. October, page 1, we're going for correction.
Honourable, what you said on the previous minutes, be consistent again.
Is it usual for minutes to reflect us as honourable? I think in addressing each other it is honourable, but I don't think it is in both formats. So I'm not 100% sure, but we should follow whatever is suggested as the correct way of doing it in both.
Note with the minutes, this list of minutes are adopted by different people. Yeah, the first one where we have basic education, it was the basic education secretary was writing. The second one that the GT meeting, Pachira was not here. So we had some books in the info, but we normally have our standard with where we don't say with honor, we just write MP. Honorable McKenzie?
And Chairperson, the reason I would favor the inclusion of honorable is its gender neutrality. I think that adds a certain amount of credibility. Thank you, Chairperson.
What should you see? Okay. Then, page 1 correction. Page 2 correction. Page 3 correction.
I think in the consistency, even how you say it, other African National Congress in practice, ANC, and on the approach, UN needs that ANC. That's the consistent aspect.
We move to next phase of the history. Page 4. Page 5, move for the adoption.
I move for adoption of the minutes.
Move to the left. Honorable Dominique, not an extension. Then we move to our report, honorable members. We propose our report. As I said, that we worked on the report and then circulated yesterday. I hope all members managed to receive that. And we just circulated now another document, more updated version. And just for members to note, before we go into the discussion, on the old document or the new changes in the new document, is on page 13.13. Miriam expenditure framework that was not included. Remember, we do our work as well as under the policies. We've included that it's like a sentence on it. That's the edition. I hope members have picked it up. Page 13, up there, the second paragraph. Okay? Medium term experience having work. Do you have it? Yeah. That was not in the original document or the document that they sent you yesterday. Then move to page 24. I'm just going for the changes between what you had yesterday so that we are able to get into the discussion. On page 24, paragraph 4. Page 24, the last paragraph under SABC. Yeah. There the changes under SABC and under ICASA, you set the figures there. That's the change, okay. And then we go to page 24 again. And that's just this 8 of the noise, that's not. It's 25, 24. 25, and that's just this domain. A sentence inserted, which deals with the allocation. The transfer payment is not for flow in the future. Not be able to follow properly. Yeah. That's the change, page 38.
On page 25 change was on the next paragraph, the sitter. I think
the sitter amount is still missing one there.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it, both forward claim and okay. Page 38. There's a paragraph, I'm trying to find it, which one, which paragraph, bullet number 5, let me be sure, yes, bullet number 5, we've inserted the expenditure in terms of the percentage, we know that there's a percentage in terms of total expenditure of people with disabilities that has been inserted. And then paragraph 40, page 47, under observations, can be invasions, I think, no, can be 47. I'm trying to find what we're doing. Okay. Committee of Mission and Response under Program 2. We've inserted that site that speaks to the number we had raised concerns around the unauthorized expenditure in terms of Program 2. That was left out, it has been inserted. I hope the members have found it. And then we go to the last part. You didn't pick that up. 146. 146, there's a paragraph under committee observation. There the committee says, under Program 2 International Affairs, the committee observed, despite the cut of budget allocation in the program, the department didn't amend and prioritize their international relations program, hence the unauthorized expenditure. That's the paragraph that we had not included. Page 53, no, no, 53. Why I don't see 53 now? And then there's last bullet in terms of 52, ensure that department together with its entities fully implement the DTG public awareness campaign. Part of addition to that. So that's the last one. So those are the additions into the document compared to what you had. I thought you were quite because a lot of us would have had to, would have gone through their documents, read them through, so that when we go through the new document execution, you shouldn't be surprised that they are the additions. Just to take members to a nutshell overview of the report, how the report has been drafted and what it does. Firstly, there are templates that Parliament uses to develop PCP or BRR reports. So we had to adjust those certain parts of the template to remove them and make sure that we table something that is able to speak to what we are doing and what we have done. Members should note that because of this financial year that we had to assess was 2013 to 2014, and the structure of the department at that time is different to the current structure. Because we have to make, we are expected to make recommendations and be able to deal with the entities going forward, we have to take the entities that are falling on our ambit. Now, while at that time they were not within stable or within the Department of Communication as well, so you've not been the footnotes that explains some of the work that we've got. So start with that paragraph that explains both paragraphs, the first one and the second one, one has explained where we are, what we wanted to do in the current future. Then we go to the overview in terms of international arena, in terms of where the telecommunications and broadband is, get into the international observation, what is the status there. Then come to the coastal side as well, coastal sector. We look both international and in the transnational. So we look at as well with the coastal sector, what is there, what are the challenges, and what could be the possible opportunities. But again, with the coastal sector, observe what is happening currently in terms of the stability of the post office in South Africa. Then, if we move to page 4, members, I will not read. I'm just taking you through what the rationale of each area. Then you go and find the legislation that has been enacted or has been passed within this period. And those are the legislation that are highlighted there. Then we are expected to explain the mandate of the committee as reflected on page 5. And then move into page 6 in terms of we start with the overview of the department's mandate. Then we go to the description of core functions of the department. And then as we move to page 7, during the 2013-14 financial year, the department focused on the 40-30 program. So we go to the background of the department and we look at what were the focus areas of the department as reflected by that strike plan. And then you move to page 8, what explains the purpose of the BRR report as enacted by the money bill. Then we explain the methodology. Then under the methodology, you pick up and you highlight that we received the documents, the report, the annual report. Then we went into a committee interacting with the department and the entities. And then we say part of what we have to do or sources that we use, these are the documents. These documents are reflected as per the documents that the secretary to members from the committee side in terms of research analysis, as the original analysis of the report. So that's what it said. And then the bottom there speaks about outline of the contents of this report, what we are expected to cover. Then we come in terms of page 10, overview of the key relevant policy focus areas. One of the things is that you look at government priorities. Is the department responding to what government says are its priorities? Start with education side. You come to job creation, you come to health, you come to fighting crime. So as rural development, is the Department of Communication contributing towards the 5 priorities of government, and we reflect in terms of the members who have read that chart. Then we come to the issues of national policy framework that informs both the department's mandate in terms of the area of work and our work of assessing them. You know, you cover the area of the NDP, what the NDP says, the new growth path, medium term expenditure framework, national broadband policy, and those are the things, the policies that we have initially looked at. And then the structure of the programs in 2013 and 2014-15, if there are any changes after 11. after the election. Then we look at that, but what we do here, Honourable Members, we explain that this is what was the setup then in 2013-2014, and this is currently what is there. You find from page 13 to go to page 14, page 15, we even explain that Tasha moves from the old Department of Communication goes to the new Department of Communication. So we explain that so that somebody who reads our document is able to follow through. In terms of what is happening, if they read our document versus the strategic plan of the department, they must be able to make that correspondence. And then when you go to page 60, this is where the recommendations from the previous committee are host. And remember, in terms of the process, once the committee makes recommendations for observation, the Minister of Finance must look at it and say whether he agrees or disagrees with the committee. If he disagrees with the committee, he must explain why. And if you look at the things, members, the Minister of Finance has agreed with the committee to say these are things. And maybe that's to highlight that if you look at all those areas that were raised by the committee at the time of PRR report, you find that most of these things are the things that were raised in the issue on Tuesday. Because if you look at our salaries, tech recruitment, there were issues of level of vacancies, realistic targets, auditor general recommendations, performance arguments, strengthening information and communication technology, disabled workers, monitoring and evaluation, better supply chain, advise the previous PRR reports, stronger internal audit and financial controls. Generally, that was the sense of issues that were really made even on the last one. So it's good to carry them through. And what I expect to the team that is approaching the community, that what we'll do next year is that before we get into the PRR report, we will have a meeting with the department to before, maybe somewhere in September, we'll include in the process. To say, by September, we look at our recommendations. What has the department and its entities done based on our recommendations? So that we don't sound like old records. We sing the same song every year. So that's what we are going to incorporate into our process. And during the past time, we'll write to the department and agencies for them to come and make presentation and give us their feedback and what they've done about our recommendations once they've been adopted by the House and sent to the Minister. And so that's what is said. And then on page 17, we look at what you've raised. You'd remember that we held our budget process immediately after election. So we also cover some of those things because we should be able to follow what we are raising consistently with the department. Say, this is what we have raised previously, and I'm in that because you know some of the things were raised previously. We raised them during our budget process when we interacted with the department, and therefore we continue to monitor. We make sure that our document is synchronized such that it shows that this is the sequence of issues and if these issues are consistent over time. Then we come to page 8, members, overview and assessment of financial performance. We look at every area and look at that trend in terms of what has been the estimate budget allocation and estimate trends over 6 years of the department, and then the areas in terms of the programs of the department and the state entities. We'll come to that. And then we move to page 19, it still continues with listing those, and then the explanation of Telcom there. Then we come to 4.1, the common pair program of the department. As reflected in the annual assessment, we indicate in terms of each program, how has the department performed. You note that we say for this program, amount constitutes about 14% of the overall allocation and the expenditure and what it stands for and all those things. So you look at the amounts that are there. All of those programs, I don't know if you're going to it, I hope members have read that. Then we move to page 22. You know that this was the first year that SAPO was not receiving any allocation, it's reflected there. Then the amount for Centec, the amount for the SASA in 20, page 23, and explanation detail of the issues there. Then IGAMVA, IGAMVA in terms of national skills, and then you have, because of that time, the 31 citizen. We just included that paragraph. Because we did not have LABC in charge with us, it's been dealt with at another level. We explain that it's now the communications portfolio committee that used to be CASA in SABC. That's why those amounts are sitting there. Then we have the government a domain name. I asked the team to look for the amount for feature so that they reflect on the amount. I think they'll give me feedback as well because we said it must be inserted. And then what we can do is insert a footnote that says feature at the time of this budget was falling under DPSA and then broadband infraco. This is the amount allocated to them, but it was falling under what is it called, DPE. Then you come to, I'll come back to it, I hope the team has some explanation in that one. Then we come to expenditure trends. We do get this expenditure trend in terms of the department, how they've been. We reflect that if you go back over the years, members, previously, Department of Communication was really, really performing poorly in terms of expenditure, and we acknowledge the improvement. At some point, we were sitting at 66%, and they proved to go to even about 90%. So that is acknowledged in terms of this report. And then it continues on in expenditure trends. In terms of other areas, in terms of program, you can see that summary of financial year in terms of Department of Communication third quarter expenditure in page 28. And then adjustments. Just to highlight one of our concerns as we write this report, to note that PFMA allows for, I think it's towards the end, page 28. Under adjustment for 2013-14. The second paragraph there, members, you know that we reflect that PFMA provides that the amount of a saving under main division of vote by the utilizing rate of 1 may not exceed 8% of the amount appropriated under that main division. And our concern is to see the movement of money which you assess to be above 8% as per PFMA. And to be able to clearly reflect that, we have highlighted that in terms of the paragraph from or the tables from 29, 30, 31, there's a column where it shows you the amount of shifting. It ends to 32. Then there's an explanation there in terms of what we are talking about on rollovers. Then the summary of key issues contained in the report of the Finance and Appropriations Committee. Here we highlight that the department was never asked to appear before SCOPA because if it appeared, we are requested to reflect on what has been the issue. So within this financial year, there wasn't any request for them to appear. And then all of the recommendations from the Financial and Fiscal Commission and those other recommendations that we have reflected there. Then we move to page 33 in terms of MTEF financial allocations members, the table there. And then move to the next page, 34, overview and assessment of service delivery performance, overview of the vote allocation and spending. So we look at each vote or each program that has been given to the department and how that individual program has performed in terms of spending. And that's the table there. Final financial performance motivation, we come up with what it looks at over years, what has been happening in terms of the trend of the department, because we must look at the previous year. How the previous financial year that we have reflected. Now we look at service delivery performance for the department 2013-2014. And those are the things that we highlighted, members, in terms of what the key reported achievements by the department, what they've been able to do. And maybe let me just highlight one of the areas that others might find that it might not need to be there, but I think it's important to reflect it. We commend the department in terms of their improvement in the amount of money they're spending on consultants. We are not saying it's correct, but we think the explanation that was given is justified. And to look at the amount from 44.6 almost million to 10.4 million, that's a huge improvement, especially today. And we are acknowledging that work. And then even the issue of what they've been able to push through in terms of legislation and the launch of the ANZA, we flag those things, that the application for banking license for SAPO was submitted, and all that, that the department was expected to do around this area that scan. And okay, the other thing that did not highlight, the cabinet approved the National Integrated License for the review group. Those are the things that are reflected as challenges. But you go in terms of three reported challenges, they are reflected in terms of all of them, from performance, the issue of the community broadcasting support strategy that was not finalized, the NEMISA issue, the performance agreement, DTT program that has not met its terms of the target, the strategy is not achieved, the issue of performance grant, with that average, which is a bit of a concern, the department's issue of putting four employees for the precautionary suspension with payment above the time average that they are supposed to, that is reflected. We reflect the issues that why they've been able to spend 99.8% of their budget, but none of the five programs have seen 100% achievement. We reflect all those things there. The other issue, members, that we reflect on is the issue of the insurance. They come, they started with the previous year, they were sitting at 87.1% in terms of vacancy rate. They have improved to 19.4, but we are saying it's still unacceptable because the requirement is that they must be sitting at below 8%. Another issue that we raise as a concern, cabinet issued a directive that departments must have 50% gender representation, and the department is doing poorly on this one, even on people with disability. We are saying there isn't a compliance with the cabinet directive. We raise again the issue of emergency call as a required by the app that and the implications there. And we also raise the issues that we don't feel that there's much effort in addressing body outcomes by the department, because if you have things that have been raised over years, then you should see huge improvement, especially you can have recurrence of the issues reflected on the Auditor General's report. Then we go, we report on what the AG has found in this financial year 39 until 40. Those are the issues that the AG has found. And then we come to the issue of service delivery performance of the committee as well, and within this area, because the committee has been part on the issue of cost communicate around that issue. We find that other sources of information in page 42, information is reflected there. And then I want to come to the point on committee findings, which starts from 42. As the committee has analyzed the reports and all the documents that were before us against what we are required to do the threat plan, and the committee has noted the following. I'm going to read this one because members, we must, when we come to the final, we must agree to all of them, or we must, this is what reflects what we are agreeing to. While the June 12, 13 marks a year with highest expenditure for the financial year to date for the department, not a single one of the 6 programs achieved 100% of its planned target. The vacancy rate, I think this is wrong. Vacancy rate is not standing at 87%, it's standing at 19%, and the department has not achieved 50% of the gender representation and the disability. During the 11th of financial year, the department appointed a technical advisor for physical study on 112 emergency call center project, and the tender was advertised in March 2012, so the project would be implemented as soon as possible in 2013, although the project is yet to be implemented. The department and its entities were not adequately following supply chain management processes when procuring goods and services as required by the Treasury regulation. So despite of the department and its entity being unable to achieve its set target for the year under review, performance bonuses were nonetheless paid to senior managers and staff. Recommendations of the committee in respect of the department response 2012-2013 PPRR recommendation status report following the President's Scientific Commission authorized the SIU to receive certain matters related to the affairs of the department. Status report on SIU report, status report on cost communication project. This one calls for the previous committee financial year and all those things that have been reflected under that. Then concluding comments on service delivery program. I think, and that's what I was saying, that you must have towards the end only that issues are not mixed. Concluding comments on service delivery performance of the department, that's an evaluation there. Commending and check on their good work that they have been able to do. Because when you look at their work in terms of rolling out the teaching, they're able to do. So we look at that way to go sanctioned and other areas in terms of ICT and CTC to 45. Financial needs delivery performance assessment. These are the observation, good observation and response for the current financial year. Under Program 2 International Affairs, the committee observed that despite the cut in budget allocation in the program, the department did not amend and prioritize the international relations program, hence the unauthorized expenditure. Signing of performance agreement by SMS members as on the 1st May, only 40 of the 86 SMS have signed their performance agreement for the year under review. No resolutions were received or late or non-submission of the performance agreement. HR only received records and files the past. However, HR issued a minor circular and letters to both supervisors and employees as well as respective DGs. Performance rewards. To encourage the government, the department has conducted the following performance rewards during the year under review. The information is presented in terms of race, gender, disability, salary, and the physical occupation. That's the table below there. Summary of reporting requests. The committee requested additional measures from the department to report on. Turnaround strategy to address AGR recommendation. Written plan from the NISA, written plan required. A written plan from the department, the NISA brought to Infraco and CITA within 90 days of the adoption of this report. That's the time frame. Development of a draft funding strategy written plan for Broadband, Infraco and ICAMBA within 90 days of the adoption of this report. Strategy to strengthen supply chain and procurement issues. Written plan for department, Broadband, Infraco and ICAMBA within 90 days of adoption of this report. Overview of key developments in the organization and service delivery environment of the department for the 2013 and 2014 and 2015. Organizational restructuring exercise that was introduced in 2011 financial year. According to the DOC, the approval of the new organizational structure will strengthen capacity to ensure alignment between each and MOE and the structure of the dedicated branch that will be responsible for oversight of SOEs. Initially, the department planned to finalize the organizational review process during 2012-13 financial year, which has now completed migration of the structure in the financial year. Summary of previous key and financial and performance. We look at recommendation in respect of the achievement of entities, in respect of the committee noted following. Centec has received a clean audit for the financial year 2013-14. The company is equipped and operating a going concern and has a healthy balance sheet. The committee praised this achievement as a clean audit has been received for the second year in a row. Centec has achieved 90.9% of its objective. This amounts to 10 out of 11 tasks. The rollout of digital terrestrial television is the only key performance indicator not achieved. However, certain targets have been set by National Treasury for the next financial year. A key highlight of Centec was that the ETT network population coverage increased to 82.13% after the construction of 46 sites. The number of direct home satellite customers and multi-channel contact service platform is not exceeded the target by 60%. Customer satisfaction improved and network availability. to address its employment equity numbers as it does not have male females employed at a professional level. Broadband, in fact, is this doesn't belong here. That paragraph is still cited only. Centers must work towards diversifying the sector through a strategy that could to benefit the ICT SME. So to that, we get up above. In respect of the ZA domain name authority, the committee noted the following. An unqualified audit was received by the ZA domain name for the financial year 2013-2014. The entity has received an audit before this financial year. The committee noted that the entity is doing well, but a closer working relationship and support need to be created. The department and ZA domain must work together to develop a strategy that mitigates against risk associated with inadequate financial balancing of the entity. Here we are raising this, remember that at some point, other days they don't know whether in 2 years we'll still be here, so we operate for now. And that's why we are raising that thing that we must be able to have that. That was the process between the department and those that even treasury as well. In respect of CETA, the committee noted the following. CETA has received an unqualified opinion for financial aid. A regular expenditure has been reduced from 120 million to 38 million. CTI has 39 performance targets, 11, 10 of the targets were achieved. You remember that the report initially had said 11, and they had to be changed because the CEO agreed that one of their targets was partially achieved. So that's what we are reflecting there. The board must expedite the process of appointing the CEO and other critical positions in order to bring about leadership stability to the institution. This is flagged because of the history of CETA. But as we noted that the CEO had a one-year contract, and his contract has come to an end, but there hasn't been either confirmation whether he's staying or the board appointing a new CEO. CETA is a defendant in various lawsuits that are being opposed. Outcome of the lawsuits cannot be determined and no provision for impunity has been made. According to the AG, several instances of non-compliance with laws, regulations pertaining to procurement processes, contract management, adherence to internal control, financial and performance management, expenditure management, and various investigations have been identified. The report of AG was of concern to the committee with regards to CETA. Effective steps to prevent irregular expenditures per the requirements of the PSMA were not taken. The committee strongly cautioned that the issue of non-compliance of entities in respect of laws that govern entities will not be tolerated. Internal control deficiencies were identified. Concern was expressed about the lack of SMME support and service delivery of CETA. Performance contracts should be addressed and accountability and financial responsibility to staff in respect to thereof should be ensured. In respect to NISA, the committee noted the following. The report of the AGS on financial statement of the Mr. President presented in all material aspects. The appointment of the CEO is currently underway, as has been reported, we know that. The Mr. is a budget of 87 million and works in close cooperation with the department and the private sector. The private sector contributed towards the largest amount of the budget in the amount of 82 million. The Mr. has experienced challenges in respect of the integration of three institutes. By Skills Institute, Institute of Space and Software Application. The MISA advice was advised to go back to the drawing board and interact with all stakeholders in the department to establish consensus around this mandate. The committee resolved to have further interaction with the MISA in its 2015 program to determine the status of the measure. In respect of broadband in Zako, the committee notes the following. The legislative mandate of broadband in Zako is set out in Broadband in Zako Act number 33 of 2007. Has its core call. The main objective to expand the availability and affordability of access to electronic communication. Broadband in Zako boosts an open access network and support public and private investment in the telecommunications sector. Public-private partnership was regarded in a positive light by the committee. It engages and collaborates with various stakeholders such as CETA, USASA, ESCOM, etc. in line with both national development and the broadband policy. In terms of digital development, the broadband rollout is aligned to other departments focus in various provinces and been engaged in this regard. Both the MIFAC requires the support in its engagement with the provinces. The challenge experience has brought them in FACO in respect of receiving an electronic communication service license needs to urgently be addressed with the minister in order to prevent the entity from losing federal revenue. A further challenge of joining the ICT review panel should also be addressed by the department. The use of credit cards by the company is contrary to national treasury regulation and will be done away with. The role of broadband in FACO needs to be defined and greater cooperation with the department is required. That paragraph that was inserted somewhere in the sentence, it needs to come here. We will observe that broadband in FACO is the only entity that has a viable strategy for SME development, just the diversification of the sector in terms of suppliers as well as the intensive internship program. None of the other entities have been able to report that. On USASA and USASA, with regards to USASA, both the chairperson of the board and the CEO of USASA were not available and did not formally communicate the intention of not presenting before Parliament in time. As a result, both USASA and Universal Service Fund are not included in the current report for the year under review. While the committee did not engage with SAPO as per the submission date of annual reports and financial statement for 2013 in accordance to PFME. However, committee is concerned that SAPO must exercise the implementation of the parent strategy to engage to ensure long-term financial and non-financial sustainability in order to service the general public. Then, last page, 52, talks about recommendation. The committee recommends the Minister of Communication must, this is now the Minister of Telecommunications, I think, need to make that footnote, Sandy, because it needs to go to the right minister, the Minister of Telecommunications. Ensure that the department and all entities to the respond to the previous BRR reports and the current one, previous and current BRR reports. Ensure that the department and its entities review outdated legislation. This will refer specifically as well to CETA, which operates with a law that is more than 10 years old, that does not speak to the current environment, but any other entity. Ensure that transfer from the department to entities are not done towards the end of the third quarter of the financial year. Ensure that what then in fact all entities receive adequate financial injection in order to sustain and develop. Ensure SME support and issues of ICT transformation are clear. This we are going to request it to be included in all the strategic plans of entities and the department. Ensure that all SMEs and all staff members have signed performance agreements are assessed quarterly before payment of bonuses. Ensure that the department and its entities have existing disaster recovery plan. Ensure that the department and all entities have realistic targets. Ensure that the department, together with its entities, fully implements the DGT public governance campaign. That's the report to our church members. I will take questions, comments, additions, subtractions. Let me start with Honorable Chief.
Chair, can we go through the report page by page? Is there many corrections?
Let's start with page 1. Anything? We'll start page by page. So we start with page 1. Honorable Chief, have you got something for?
I'm so sorry. I thought if we look at the introduction paragraph during the year under review, two entities were transferred. It reads a little odd because it says two entities were transferred from public service and administration as well as the Department of Public Enterprise. I would suggest that we say from the department, we insert the Department of Public Service and Administration as well as one from the Department of Public Enterprise. It's just to sort of just to make it easier. May I just proceed to the rest of the paragraph, the last sentence? Okay. To this end, while the committee is engaged,
Honourable Kilian, I hope you've made so that if we need something, we're going to ask you for those comments as well, so that we make sure that you've got
I have in fact highlighted on my copy, so I can hand it to the secretary. Did this end while the committee did engage to remove the D with newly joined entities during 2013-2014 strategic plan and budget presentation? Delete, however, the entities appeared before the committee to account on the annual reports and financial statements for 2013-2014. And then just right at the bottom of the page, Chairperson, where we have the last line on that page, there's just an L missing, postal services. You will see the bottom of telecommunications and postal services. It's just an L missing. It says postal services. Thank you.
Any other comments on the big one? Page 2.
Another question. Chairperson, I would like to refer to the South African postal sector, that paragraph. The committee acknowledges the notion that instability in the South African post office environment, delete which, and then we just say has resulted in approved posting and operating loss before tax. And then what is the end there in the last paragraph? The sentence that starts the strike action by the road freight industry in South Africa, employees in general, blah, blah, blah. Cash and transit security industry also negatively impacted operations. Thank you. That's all.
On this page? Page 3? Number 6?
Thank you. The last paragraph, we talk about the Portfolio Committee on Telecommunications and Telecommunications. Page 3. I'm using the old document.
I think just for consistency's sake, the second paragraph on that page, we're talking of need for posts. I don't know if that is how we frame it. Don't we call it postal services? I'm just asking. But if indeed we retain the post, and Honourable Shin and Honourable Kenzie can perhaps tell us if that is what is used internationally, or whether that is good English. I was just wondering if we shouldn't have the last post in that paragraph is stopped with an apostrophe S. So if we speak of posts, it must be posts throughout without the apostrophe S on that paragraph. If somebody can just give me clarity. Then just a little Facebook
that one, the post is ever acknowledged.
Yeah. We keep it, but then we must just correct the last one. And then on that same page, Chairperson, the second last paragraph, in addition, mail volume, there's just a space that is missing. The third line, after the parenthesis, I think we should use not a capital T there, but we should actually have a comma, because that sentence reads, and while some of the decline is due to the slow economy, and most due to the switch from packet to digital, e.g. this and this. This is one reason why. And then Austin Consulting, I suppose, is a company. We should then remove this before the Boston Consulting. Last recommendation, Chairperson, is... that is what Honourable Shin has already correct. Thank you.
I'm sorry, nature called, so if I cover stuff that's already been covered, please bear with me. In the first paragraph, and social network use has exploded with all about Facebook use growing from 12 million to... Yes, page 3, first paragraph, the last sentence in the first paragraph. And Facebook use is growing from 12 million in 2006 to over a billion today, comma, Mixit, WhatsApp, etc. Just adding those two words in doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't provide any coherent leadership, if you like. So if that sentence can just be rephrased, so you can say, and social network, including Mixit, WhatsApp, etc., has exploded, that would yeah, that would read much, much better. And stimulates the development of the digital economy has stimulated the need for posts and sorry, the same page, next paragraph, next sentence. The need for change could not be clearer. The development of the digital economy has stimulated the need for posts, and I must agree with the Honourable Killian. Posts, it's not clear what that means. Postal services or postal departments, or I think it would be better if that was replaced. And to develop postal electronic services, what are those? I would imagine the sentence doesn't make sense to me, because if we talk about a postal service or a department of post and telecommunications, to develop postal electronic services, electronic postal services are email. So that wouldn't really fall under the ambit of the departments of post telecoms or postal services company. So it doesn't make sense to me. Then the third paragraph.
Before we move.
Okay.
The development of the digital economy has stimulated the need for post to innovate. And so you're saying you must put it as, because internationally, in terms of the trend, it's used as post. Postal electronic services, these are virtual post.
I would say stimulate the need for postal services.
Okay, you can use it.
Postal services to innovate is okay, and I would leave out relevant postal electronic services as a way forward, because a postal department or a postal service would have nothing to do with email. In fact, email.
No, not email. Visual post. Visual postal services might be using.
Yeah, that would be yes.
Yeah. That's what is being referred to here.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Then can I move on to the third paragraph? Moreover, the year 2013-2014 financial year, so take out after moreover, you can say the 2013-14 financial year, marks the beginning of SAPA operating without the government annual subsidy allocation for the year ending March 2014. Didn't that subsidy end in 2012? Did it end last year? Because why did I get the impression that the post office was profitable before that, and then when the subsidy ended, the post office became unprofitable? Okay, so I'm wrong. All right, thank you.
Hello,
my kids, let's get your mic off.
The second paragraph about the post, the capital letter makes a distinction between post, the post office, and not post as a agency. The first in the capital letter to make the distinction. I think it's in all.
Thank you.
Okay. Exactly on the first paragraph, the second bottom line, where it talks of social networks, you can't start with internships anything.
Let's move to page 4. Madam McKenzie?
Yes, I wasn't done yet. I'm sorry today. My editor's eye. In the next paragraph, second last paragraph from the bottom, and while some of the decline is due to the slow economy, then I deleted something there. I'm not sure if it's been covered. Second last paragraph, second line from the top, and while some of the decline is due to the slow economy, comma, most is due to the switch. Okay. Then in the same paragraph, the third line from the bottom, we use Boston Consulting, the researchers who put that in, with virtually all the decline coming in the most profitable first half mail. That is not relevant to us in South Africa. We don't have a second-class mail service and a first-class mail service. We only have one service. I know in prison, Mugabe in Britain, they have a first-class mail service. So you pay 70 pence and it gets delivered before 9 the next morning, or you pay 7 pence and it gets delivered 4 days later. So they actually have two classes of mail service. We don't have that in this country, so that statistic would have no relevance to us at all. So I would actually end that at the end of 2020. And then take out that those next few lines. Then the last paragraph, we covered that. Our telecommunications and telecommunications. Thank you, Jim.
So start moving back once you take because I'll see if you shift it. Other legislation enacted, I'd say the committee has took legislative process of conducting public hearing and passed what were predominantly, I'll insert the words, what were predominantly technical amendments. And then on the next sentence, public hearings were held in Parliament as well as in Sandton and Gauteng. In fact, I actually think we should change that. Because the public hearings were held in Sandton. I mean, in Parliament. They were held only in Sandton. So if you can take... No, just Sandton, Gauteng. Public hearings were held in Sandton, Gauteng. The mandate of the committee. This is just a confusion, the split of the department hasn't helped. You said the role of the PC on telecoms and postal services is overseeing the Department of Communications. No, it isn't. The role of the Committee on Telecommunications and Postal Services is to oversee the Department of Telecommunications and Postal Services. We have no jurisdiction over the Department of Communications. It is mandate of the committee. It's the last sentence in that paragraph. It starts, therefore, the role of the PC on TPA. Yeah, well, I'm working on this stuff that I've read last night, Okay.
It says that, or the Prime Minister, therefore the role of PC on TPS is to facilitate public participation by providing an inaugural forum for public consideration of issues for legislation and overseeing legislation over the entire department of TPS. Because once you say TPS, you can't say DPS. I know the confusion is because at this work, I think that's the frustration from the chapter. This work is done to oversee the work that was done by Department of Communication. So I think you need to find a way of cutting it so that it's firm. But in this work, or we must find a way because it's not, if we're talking about money of the TPS committee, it's different. But if you are to talk about a mandate with reference to this work of the annual report, then it's the only option you want to think about the...
May I say that therefore our role is to oversee executive action over the, over the sum of the entities of the former Department of Communications. Because we're not overseeing ICAS and we're not overseeing SABC. That you can say that.
Listen, I was also just wondering, because we're getting to another page where it becomes very confused. I was wondering if we shouldn't incorporate a footnote and have a little figure there, so that whenever we refer to that, it also means, the sort of the current. So I was just considering, because when we come to the paragraph on what previous committee did, and then we're saying the committee did this and the committee did also this, so then we're getting very confused. So maybe that will help.
I think that's what we do in the whole document. That when we refer to the previous committee, we make a footnote so that it's easy for a friend and read it. Honourable Mr.
Okay, to the person, the same paragraph, mandate of the committee, and we add the committee on the heading. But also the constitution is not an act. So the constitution is the constitution of the Republic of South Africa, 1996. It is not an act of parliament. It's just a true law. So it is not, it's not an act.
On the same line, I'm not sure, do you see responsibilities of participants or responsibilities as participants? The second line that Mr. Mosego just said to, after legislative and oversight responsibilities of participants. And I'm the very first line leading to the second one. Yeah. If you read from the parliament, yeah.
Primarily of the committee is governed by the Constitution of the Republic in respect of its legislative and oversight responsibilities as public representative. No, let's remove as public representative. Yeah, we'll delete that part. Let's move to the next page.
Chairperson, I think this is perhaps just a little oversight. The heading at 2, I believe we should incorporate Department of Communications, DOC, in the heading where it reads 2, and then we just come to overview of department. And we, you know, so that, because there we have a one that's hanging in the air, the department, and then we refer to communication, and then we say overview of DOC. So I think we can just clean that up a little bit.
Yeah, even the number is there.
Yeah.
Wrong. Just with the number. It's supposed to be 2, then it's 2.1, then it's 2.1.1. Okay. Correct? Page. Correct? Chin and then Kira.
This is just a pet hate of mine. Bullet 1, 2, 3, 4. There's no need for an apostrophe between the E and the S in the E.
Chair, then just a little the bottom of that same section where we refer to in executing its role, the DOC is also guided amongst others by bullets. And I would say the last one should also be a bullet. The Public Finance Management Act should also be a bullet. Okay, there are some other suggestions that I would like to make on the same page. Good. There's a third bullet in the bottom section. Broadcasting digital migration is just a little bit of space problem there. In this financial year, the department, there should be a the there. And then I've got a little bit of a problem getting digital decoders in the market. There's no need for semicolon there and a comprehensive public awareness campaign. I just want to ask at the next one, the post bank. Cooperative. That should be a verb, corporatization of the post bank division, I would suggest. And then also, what we say there doesn't really make sense, and maybe we can just quickly look how to reformulate that, that provides savings among the public. I would suggest that we at least say that provides for saving opportunities for the public. You know, because otherwise it doesn't read well. Thank you.
The inequity is wrong. After the top bullet, the first one also, if that's practice of the act, can be removed. And let us say throughout the document where it refers to the constitution that removes the act. the first, on the second Saturday, those two pillars, the first one is called the action practice.
On eight.
Jefferson, perhaps at one stage you perhaps suggest that we submit just our copies to...
Yeah, the commas and those things, let's submit. Let's make substance.
Alright, the first paragraph, and therefore the adult assessment of the department provides the starting point of the procedure.
Which paragraph?
It's paragraph one, the last sentence, Jefferson. There's just something missing there.
Well, the annual assessment of the department provides the starting of the procedure.
The starting of the procedure, it's but maybe it can fall, it's not serious. And then the next sentence, the first sentence is, the Act also requires committees of the Assembly to annually submit the BRRR. Similarly, in similar veins, the third paragraph from the top, in the middle, a sentence starts with the focus will be to highlight key achievements made as well as challenges encountered during the 2013 financial year as reported in, I would suggest that we just turn that around, in the 2013-14 annual report and annual performance of the department and its entity. Okay, the bottom paragraph, methodology. there we are getting a little bit caught up. Here we refer to the PC of previous parliament and, in the first sentence, and in the second sentence we refer to the telecom PC because that is after the election. And I was just wondering if we can just make the same sort of, if we have the footnote there, or we say the portfolio of the communications PC, considered a strategic plan, blah, blah, blah. The newly appointed PC for telecommunications and postal services considered the department's annual report on 28/21. And then we don't need to say also, because it's actually two different committees. We lose that also. Thank you, Jessica.
Sorry to take us back at this, Chairperson. Just on the question of the Constitution, as referred, when I'm no lawyer, I'm no constitutional lawyer, but the Constitution has been amended over time by certain acts. And I suspect that when they have Act 108 of 1996 in a bracket, it refers to a specific amendment to the Constitution that informed, you know, that the DOD was involved. So I think we should leave those acts in, Chairperson. Thank you.
But fine.
I think we can talk about this chair, but I'm a law student. It is not anything.
Let's have a to page 9. Page 10. Question.
Sorry. The last section, education. The last sentence, the rule-based strategy has specific targets related to the education system. From the year under review, telecoms, I would put apostrophe S there, project connected 1,630 schools, delete the word that. And then CENTEC reported it had connected 14 schools across provinces, delete the word N.
Chairperson, I was just wondering if we could not, in the top fifth paragraph on that page, we can, is it correct, on page 10, is it correct to refer to the 2014-15 budget vote project? Why I'm saying that is just it just creates a little bit of confusion. It reflects on recommendations by the committee during the 2014-15 budget vote. So yeah, we have the word process, I'm fine. Then it's only that, just out in the middle of the, there are two bullets. There's just an
act. I'm losing you. I'm not sure what are you doing.
Okay, so you're referring to
something.
No, I'm okay. With the first paragraph, and I wanted to suggest an amendment, I'm fine with that. But in the middle of the page, there are two bullets.
Yes.
there's an and that should be deleted. The first line, between August 2013, Deputy Minister of Communications and the Minister of Public Enterprises. Then I would go down to the sentence sort of halfway down the page, which is start, the Deputy Minister of Communications and the Minister of Public Enterprises. And then in the halfway down the page, the sentence starting in addition, Department creates 865 jobs, 549 of these were youth. Then fighting crime, the National Security Advisory Council was appointed, but the Department failed to establish the status as planned, full stop. First paragraph, second sentence, citing other initiatives, include, doesn't need the S. And then the paragraph was starting Musinga, should have a closed paragraph at the end after Eastern Cape.
There's just more fighting crime. I think we should delete fight. Is there all the initiatives about the free about Kabiru? What appointed? Page 11, sorry. Fighting crime. Yeah? 11. Under fighting crime, we'll move back. Did you? Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Mugley. On page 12, from the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, the 2020, I would change that to the date 2020. Or the year 2020. And just before that, there are a number of statistics quoted. I think whenever we quote statistics in any document, we should always provide a source as to where those statistics come from. It gives it authority and it's good academic practice. The year 2020 is significant in South Africa because of the two.
That's why we provide the source of the document. There's a footnote in terms of what we've always seen. You see, in terms of the documents that said there are footnotes, but also it's made that for
you.
It is a proper
document. I can't see the link to that. You see, that footnote actually refers to the National Development Plan underneath. It doesn't refer to that particular statistic. So if that statistic is derived from the NEP, then we should put it in. To take us back to this paragraph, the year 2020, or the date 2020, is significant in South Africa because of the two-pillar driver policy. Because of the two pillars that drive policy development, that should be, and then for government, and then in brackets, there's a very long sentence after that that doesn't have a closed bracket. So perhaps the closed bracket should come after the word documents at the end of that line. Thank you, Chair.
Sorry, there's just a, we don't refer to the plan, National Development Plan, and the 2013 State of the Nation address. It's the same where we've worked on the closing of the bracket.
It also goes to the footnote, and then I was not listening properly, pardon me. I'm referring to the MC 2030 for the 2030. The National Development Plan, I think where Honorable McKenzie was referring to the year 2020. National Development, then comma, where you are talking about the long sentence, National Development Plan. And then at the bottom on the footnote, it's 2013 instead of 2018. Isn't it?
some typos on 13 chapters. In the structure of programming in 2013, 2014, 2015, there should be a space between the file and bracket. Then on the neckline, beginning of the paragraph, the department has 5 programs, then capitalize that first. Sorry, can you just start again?
Yes, because I was on talking and I was trying to find what you were talking about.
Okay, at the bottom of the page, structure of programs in 2013, 2014, and 2014, 2015. After the 5 of 15, if there could be a space for that paragraph. And then in the first line, at the end of the third line, you need to capitalize program 1. Thank you, Chair.
It's just at the top bullet, it might be in your document now. The sentence is on May 7, 2014, upon his re-election into office. It's got the office. You can pick up there. You know, his election into office, it doesn't zoom as yet. Whatever.
The appointment of the national section, supposed to be capitalized, national executive. The appointment of the national is more capitalized and then executive is capitalized.
Thank you, Chairman. There, at the top of the page 14, in the two bullet points. The Ministry of Communications and then underneath Ministry of Telecommunications Services. Can't you just say the Ministry of Communications headed by Minister Clayton Mutsambi and then Ministry of Telecommunications Postal Services headed by Minister Siyabonga Kwela, as we just neaten that up. Then the next line, the appointment of the National Executive by the President 26th of May 2014, just the space between the 4 again and the open bracket. And then the close, again, there's no close bracket. So perhaps the close bracket needs to come after President's Act number 135 and 1360. Close the bracket there, I would say. Thank you. Chair.
Yes, the first paragraph. I say on July 11, the committee considered the strategic plan of the department. Now, here again, we have the problem of this committee didn't consider the strategic plan of the Department of Communication. What do we do both? I can't recall. Do we do both at the same time? Yeah. Okay. But if we can cross out the word after, and having satisfactory, because of those three words. Just so that I'm glad you consider the plans. Entities of the DOC reporting to the committee. You said the department has 6 state-owned companies. It doesn't. The entities that report to the department aren't all state-owned companies. So I'll change that to the department has 6 entities that report to it under the program. Program on Telcom. I would end the first sentence after the word apartheid and then start, now it is a listed company on the JSC, full stop, and in the next sentence start in government with its capital G. It's just a query. We refer to CENTEC as an SOE here. Is it an SOE or SOC?
State and entity, state and company, CENTEC.
SOE.
The Minister of Economic Development, Minister Patel, I think that the process of re-raising some of the entities from the state-owned enterprises to state-owned companies, as a result, even in the annual plans, annual reports, annual trade plans, it is reflected as much as SOS instead of SOEs. It's SOS. Well, no, SOC, apologies.
On 23, the section starting in order to contribute, the second bullet point, I would just leave that up by saying ensure that all identified needy households, which, you know, need to actually know that it's not every poor household that they're going to be identified. Second bullet, ensure that all identified needy households are subsidized.
Thank you, Chair. Page 23. The 5.4, Ikamba National E-Skills Institute in Navy. Sorry, I'm running around here. I'm also working on two documents. Sorry, Chairperson. Can I move to 24 with your permission? Thank you. The Companies E-Skills Institute in NESI, there's a range figure missing before the 30 million. If we can ensure throughout the document that the monetary figures, the convention is the same. In other words, if you put in a comma, put comma everywhere. If you take it, if you put in a full stop, put full stops everywhere. But make sure the convention is the same. It'll make a huge difference to the look and feel of this document. Then we talk in the opening paragraph about NEMISA. You know, it just arrives out of nowhere. We've got Ikamba, then we've got NEMISA, then we've got NEMISA. Perhaps we need to clarify exactly what the entity is. So throughout the document, we can talk about NEMISA. And then with a footnote.
But actually, in this time, we're talking about NEMISA, they shouldn't be in CAF. Because at this particular period, we are assessing the money that we have allocated to NEMISA. So it's corrected. What's the recommendation? We are saying that we must see how the measure has happened and all those things. So, yeah. And I think I note that consistency, even of reflecting where we speak about money, because we talk in grand daily, we must be able to say, it can't just, you know, must be reflected in terms of anything. Anything on page 24? Honorable Shinan Kile?
Yes, Chair. I was wondering if after the ZA, the main name, we can then include a headline which is the following are new entities that are reporting to the new department, or entities that have been transferred to the new Department of Telecommunications, because otherwise all runs on under the old regime, as it were. There's no distinction that, you know, CETA and Broadband IFPO are new arrivals to the portfolio. That we just make that little distinction between the old family and the newcomers.
Chairperson, yes, I was wondering if we shouldn't refer to the Fifth Parliament, because here when we go to on page 24, during the year under review, it is also confusing because we're actually reviewing the previous parliament 2013-2014, so we should, it would make more sense if we distinguish when that transfer took place. So I would support that, but then we also look at the wording on page 24 where it says during the year under review, it should be in the fifth parliament, both ECOS and the SABC were transferred to the GTIF, or as a result of government is XYZ. The following entities will report to the portfolio committee. Something that we distinguish.
Yeah, repetition, Honourable Chairman, because you have explained that in the first page.
Yes, but Honourable Chairman and I have the same idea that we could just visually differentiate between new entities and others that will now move out, because it's no longer the responsibility of the department, which is the successor in law of previous departments of of communication.
Halfway down, you passed the halfway mark. In addition to act separate CETA, that sentence doesn't end. It just... Yeah. What does it mean to say? Well, page 25 in the old government, above the paragraph on broadband Africa, the paragraph before that, it says, in addition to act separate CETA, to these good things, and non-mandatory services, opens the bracket to services CETA may provide, and then we fall off the cliff. But yeah, just close it up.
Let me insist, having looked at the definitions of must and may, and we can put the two weeks like the hidden costs used in negotiations and talk about those two words. The way I see the author having done this, into mandatory services, in bracket, explaining what that is, services that CETA must provide, and non-mandatory services, in bracket, services that CETA may provide. So just close bracket and full stop and it's done.
Okay, seven. Page 26. Another question?
It's just another one. Well, at the end of the first paragraph on broadband integrity, block it, we see the full stop. Okay, the 5.5.1. I would assume that and 5.6.1 refers to the SABC. And it's being deleted. And 5.5.1 expenditure trend, it says the corporation. I assume that the corporation is going to get the SABC. And same thing would happen with 5.6.1. All of that.
I agree. We deleted 5.1.5.5.1, but 5.6.1 means it returned to the 5.5.1.
But then when we talk about staff headers of the expenditure fees, are we talking now about the Department of Communications, or are we talking about SNC? Because it doesn't follow on anything. Yeah. And it talks about the African Cup of Nations soccer tournament. That's SNC.
No, the negative figure. Right. Well, see, I agree that they had done that and I had them speak everything that relates to a case now, so we missed that one. Yeah.
We have, 5.5.1 extended the trend, okay, 26, we delete that at the bottom. We also delete the top and delete the 5.6.1 and then it makes it the rest. Yeah, good.
Under the summary of key issues, we go to the recommendations of the fiscal commission. The last sentence in the paragraph starting at 42, the last sentence says, in the light of the 10-year anniversary of the white paper on e-education, transforming living and teaching to RET. The last sentence in that paragraph? It doesn't make sense. But we need to start the sentence by saying this is in support of or part of the 10th anniversary, whatever it is. Then the bits on the SEC recommends the first bullet point, South African job needs to find a long-term or find long-term sustainable ways of financing evening in public ordinary schools. What are public ordinary schools? Signature goes on the document, we can amend it.
So that we are not saying that it's hard to say, but because it's not our way, and we can't explain what they meant about it, so it becomes a difficulty. So I think that's what we need, and we are requested to include what they've said, unfortunately, as well, in terms of the template, what Parliament expects us, to show that we have considered other views on the issue.
The stranger was reading. They wouldn't know that this is someone else's view, they would assume it was this committee's view. But they still go to war over it. My first bullet point is start the assumptions of e-education. We need a space between model and the bracket. And then towards the end of that sentence, we need a space between approach and the bracket, and we need to close the bracket. And also we have building a public council, the block bullet point, for policy implementation into the education ecosystem, we need a full stop. we hadn't spent 100% of its allocation. The Gospel hit, however, while the 2012-13, while 2012-13 marked a year with the highest, it took up the S of the year, with the highest expenditure for a financial year to date for DOC, none of its program achieves 100% of its target. We can simplify that, take out however and not a single nor one. Let me just say none of its programs achieves the targets. I'm at the top of page 36 of the original. Okay. And then the next paragraph, the second last line, project implementation dates fell outside the financial year. And do we need to say who this financial year is? We want to say outside the financial year. Then I've got others. Under financial performance, I would like to say that during, I'd like to rewrite that first paragraph, actually, but during financial year 2013 financial, DOC received a total budget allocation of $2.3 billion, full stop. This excluded the adjustment appropriation of $2 billion and by inclusive for whatever. And also after the brackets at million. And then they, this represents a nominal increase of 7.17 billion for the financial year.
The amount. Can we look at 44,636 million and move the 3350? But the 3350 is wrong. Can't be amount like 33 digits. That 3350 is four. If you leave it, it's other 636 million. Oh.
And
that's the line for that is 11 days per week. Apparently, it's one.
Who's really got the 65 million rand? It was a party, wasn't it? That the e-sale or whatever it was, is talking of yes, I've got things on that page. The third bullet point, the Department Ensured Public Broadcasting Policy Review, was completed and the position paper developed and consulted upon. Okay? Consulted upon. Okay? Then on 6.6, starting the department, one of us put the figure in it. Department improved on the use of consultants, contracted 24 consulting companies, stroke consultants. We don't need to say individual. Cost entry is leak in the process. Can I say costing over 10 million? And then this, after the 11 days a week, cut out in the process, and cut out costing the DOC 44 million. We don't put as the words and amounts. Then the next one, targeted e-skills courseway, was developed. And then the technical amendment of bills. testicle amendments were all made. Key reported challenges, bullet point 3. The department sought to create a conducive policy environment to ensure that, comma, as part of the DTT migration process, comma, it achieves its planned objectives of getting digital decoders to market, as well as conducting a comprehensive public awareness campaign. The next bullet point, no fine performance agreement with the DG, an issue case of Office of Director General, an issue that was submitted to the Public Service Commission, full stop. This has been resolved and an agreement signed. Yeah, and then this has been resolved and an agreement signed. Rather, it seems like it's still ongoing.
We are done with it. Okay. So yours, ours will be the same. Yours will be the same. Let's move.
With the bullet point starting the 2013, okay, I shouldn't say, the 2013, I don't like starting again, so the number, okay, the 2013 financial year, also marks, I don't need to rewrite the whole thing. Yeah, all right.
The bottom case is coming.
Are we on the paragraph with the... Sorry. 2030 financial year, also noted, to say, the highest expenditure to date for the DFC, however, not or none of the five programs achieved 100%. Sorry, all achieved targets were not dated. Okay. Because in the past the department had indicated targets achieved in either late April or in May, comma, it can be, which is assumed that these were not met, and in that paragraph there. All, if I rewrite that paragraph to read all achieved targets are not stated, and because in the past the department indicated targets achieved in either late April or May, it is assumed that these targets were not met. So the bullet point starting in 2010-11. Can you revisit the next sentence? The DOC has not achieved this target, full stop. Neither has it achieved the 2.2 representation of people with disabilities, full stop. Only 1.7% of the total staff establishment is people with disabilities. And then I wasn't sure whether these 37.7 were female, but were all disabled females, or whether they were 37.7 of the department as a whole. The way it reads, it sounds as if it's this. Total staff establishment is people with disabilities. 37%, you would assume that 37% are people with disabilities. Of that, there you go. Yeah. And then the next bullet point. He has the appointed technical advisors to study the emergency call centre. I'd like to say at the end of this, the project was cancelled and funds transferred to the digital, the DTT programme. The paragraph which starts, it would be the last bullet point, is indications of the non-establishment of the call centre. The second last line in that paragraph, and the protection of the national public emergency number, which has not happened, full stop. This could have been part of Africa and South Africa 20 years of democracy. Then, under the report of the Auditor General, in the past four financial years rather than the last, and then I would put a colon, and then put 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2014 full stop. And then start. However, there is still room for much improvement for the department to get a clean audit. If we don't need to capitalize those, and then comma, as CTEC has achieved. Then the following paragraph. While the DSE has consistently acquired unqualified audit opinion, comma, plus out there, however, during the 2013-14 financial year, it incurred 73,000 in regular expenditure, full stop. This is a major improvement from the 500 million incurred. It is incurred in 20. Okay. Then on the paragraph on fruitless waste expenditure, the DOC incurred 774,000 compared to the previous.
But the last line in the middle of the page where we dealt with 774,000. And the last sentence reads, the expenditure incurred shows an improvement, however, there should be no fruitless and wasteful expenditure at all.
The bullet point starting investigations. Investigation by the Special Investigative Unit, Intermediate Corner.
We should include a chairperson.
Wondering where this would cut and paste came from. This is under cost to communicate program. It constates boldly that it intends to boost information asymmetries. That's consistent. under the bullet points, cost to communicate, and then you get your bullet points, and then the paragraph after the bullet points. It costs the state authority that it intends to address information asymmetries. Yes. 11.1.1, set of boxes. Although the conformance lab, I think the capital L, has been completed and is ready for operations, comma, the department did not implement its public awareness program due to delays in the finalizing of the digital migration policy.
Other recommendations of the committee in respect of the department and states in the second bullet point, status report following the President's signed proclamation authorizing the SIU, is that status report outstanding or status report must be completed or presented, and the same applies to all the other status reports that we see down there. What is the action step in terms of our recommendations? Thank you.
This one is what is the recommendation from the previous committee. I think that's where we need to be specific. Recommendation of the Committee on Communications in respect of the department. This is previous recommendations. This is not ours. This is what is reflected in their report at that time. So I think we just add that so that it's easy for somebody to read that. It's not ours, it's the previous committee of communication. That would be added. Page 44, an option?
I think I'm still putting on your page 43, above the recommendations. Mm-hmm. At the bullet points, the third large bullet points starting during the financial year 2011-2012. Mm-hmm. Department of Quality Seeking Advisors for the Emergency Centre. I would end the sentence at March 2012. But then just add the sentence, the project was cancelled due to the inability to find a suitable partner and project transfer to the DET program.
Okay. Let's leave it at during the 2011-12 financial, and because that's what we reflected earlier on. The Department of Technical Advisors Office will study on 112 the images concerned the project, and the tender was advertised in March 2012. We stop, and the funds were transferred to, and let's leave the other explanation. Let's move. Next page. Any matter? Next page. My page is 45. My page is 46. Honorable Mackenzie.
If you said this, take to the bottom of the page, the table. The only race shown there is African. And we've got male, female, male, female, male, female. So The table doesn't make any sense. If you look under race and gender, you've got African, and then you've got, it's split up into male, females, and males, and females. So I assume there's some other genders that maybe, or races that we have in this country that are somehow missing from this table. I mean, in an ideal world, you wouldn't even have that. And Jefferson, but there we are.
Okay. We'll remove, I think let's remove the race, because this is in terms of the program or the report that the department is broken down into gender. We've got references there from the department, but I'll get some of this cross reference. We took it as it is there. Page 47.
Just before we leave page 46, I think There are two headings there. Finance and Service Delivery Performance Assessment, number 6. And on page 46. Please just look there. I believe the numbers should change and the headings should also... It would probably be better to keep the committee observations than Finance and Delivery Service Performance.
Thank you. On page 47, summary of reporting requests. In the reporting act and action required, again, in the first one we talk about limita and then we start talking about encumber and encumber and then two, so perhaps we could just correct that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, under the overview of key developments, we again refer to SOE. Can we talk about entities?
Listen, I was just wondering if it would not make more sense to have the list of acronyms as an attachment, as an annexure.
Thank you very much, Ms. I think we've been able to do, maybe I appreciate the team because there's still some errors because there was a lot of work that they had to do in short time. In terms of the process now, member, go ahead.
I just thought that the only 1, 2, 3, 4 bullet lacked. From the bottom. The our recommendation is that they ensure that all SMS and all staff members have signed performance agreement and declaration of interest. Because it's a requirement, the declaration by all staff members.
Mama, so we do recommendation on basis of why we have observed something that has not been complied. Yeah.
Okay, lastly, I just want to say, not to put it, but I just want to propose that in future, we when our recommendations must have the time frame so that you can be able to track them and our oversight. I think this is fine, just the document, but I'm just saying in the future, the person you are tired, you must go home and sleep this weekend. The recommendations, our recommendation must also have time frames. Not this one, I understand this one, we deal with the previous one, but the way forward, not to be added to the report, just a comment, that you should, so that it becomes easier for us as we do our oversight. Thank you, Chair.
What we have discussed, I will be emailed to you. We'll not ATC it until the chair in security members and members are here to assist you. That's fine. So can I have a mover for the adoption? Honorable McKenzie, seconded by Honorable Madi. The report adopted. Members, so as I said, that I hope the team by Monday. Monday should be circulated to you, members, and then I will not get it at 8:15 until members say. So I'm appealing to members. If you can come back to me by 12 midday, Tuesday, so that I know exactly the comments and everything that you've got. You correct if you've missed something. But those who've got hard copies, like on option, if they can bring them, so that we make sure that what we've got corresponds to what we have. That ends that agenda item. Can you take 2 minutes and such, and then we take PG. Thanks.